From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Indonesia's Vice President Maruf Amin is upbeat that the Syria's Islamic economy and finance could be a driving force of the national economic growth, especially attributed to human resources potentials. In his keynote speech at an online seminar entitled Awaiting the Awakening of the Syria's Economy on Sunday, Vice President Amin stated that for supply, Indonesia has various resources as capital for the Syria's economic development. He also said that Indonesia is a potential market in the Syria's economic and finance field. By optimizing those various resources and capabilities, Indonesia can achieve the target of becoming the largest halal producers in the world, as a number of non-Muslim countries have also penetrated the Sharia market. Deputy Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR Hidayat Nur Wahid, opined that the outreach of the government social aid programs should be expanded during the enforcement of emergency public activity restrictions. The outreach expansions is necessary because a number of people severely suffering from the tremendous impact of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic on household incomes rise amid the ongoing lockdowns enforcement. Therefore, the government needs to reimpose the social assistance scheme that it had previously provided in the early phase of COVID-19 pandemic last year. However, he suggested that the government expand the outreach and indexes of its Family Hope, staple food packages, and cash aid programs due to the rising number of affected households. To make the social assistance programs effective, the government must also have a recipient data validation and implement strict rules of good corporate governance to avoid the recurrence of corruption scandal. A number of Indonesia's key products are on display at Belt and Road Expo 2021, which is currently being held in Shanghai, China. Indonesia set up a special pavilion at the International Expo. This was stated by Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai in written statement released on Sunday. Some of Indonesia's key products on display at the expo are biscuit, shrimp chips, instant noodles, swallow nuts, and canned coconut juice. The Indonesian pavilion also features national arts and cultural performances during the expo. A broad array of products from 30 countries including Australia, Dominican Republic, Ghana, India, Iran, Japan, Malaysia, South Korea, Madagascar, Nigeria, Mauritius, Thailand, Poland, Turkey, Vietnam, and China are showcased at the expo. The expo is held in adherence to the health protocols to curb the spread of COVID-19. Let's move on to the international news. Health Minister of French, Olivier Véran, urged on Sunday as many French people as possible to get a COVID-19 vaccine, warning that France could be heading for a fourth wave of the epidemic by the end of the month due to the highly transmissible Delta variant. According to him, for 5 days, the infection rate hasn't come down. It's rising again. Because of the Delta variant, which is very contagious, the British example shows that a fourth wave is possible from the end of July. He added that France must move even faster on vaccination. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will set out plans for the final step of easing lockdowns in England on Monday, including guidance on social distancing, face coverings, and working from home. The remaining legal restrictions to prevent the spread of COVID-19 are due to be lifted on July 19, with the decision whether to go ahead scheduled for July 12th. Data suggests that cases will continue to rise as restrictions are eased, but the link to hospitalizations and death has been weakened by the vaccination program. People will learn to live with COVID-19 as they do already with flu, Johnson is expected to say, meaning that hospitalization, serious illness, and death will continue, but at much lower level than before widespread vaccination. Myanmar's health ministry reported a daily record of 2,318 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday, as well as 35 deaths. A new outbreak has grown rapidly in the Southeast Asian country, where the health system and anti-coronavirus measures have foundered since a February 1st military coup. The rate of positive tests at more than 22% was also higher than during the previous peak in case numbers late last year. The elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi had brought the two waves of the new coronavirus under control with a program of testing and quarantine. It had just begun vaccination campaign before it was overthrown. The United States has administered 330.6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine in the country as of Sunday morning and distributed 383 million doses. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said 182 million people had received at least one dose, while 157 million people are fully vaccinated as of Sunday. The CDC tallies included two doses vaccine from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech, as well as Johnson & Johnson one-shot vaccine as of 6 a.m. on Sunday. That was the news.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
The increasing number of COVID-19 cases in Indonesia, especially in Java and Bali, has resulted in high sales of vitamins by up to 50%. Not only that, the need for certain drugs, although never officially declared as an antidote, but widely considered potential in therapy for COVID-19, has also become high. This is apparently used by some business actors to increase the selling price of drugs to the public. Apart from hunting for drugs, there are lots of people fighting over certain supplements products that are claimed to be the cure for COVID-19. In order not to harm the public, the Indonesian Minister of Health, Budi Gunadi Sadikin, then set the highest retail price for drugs during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Minister of Health in his press conference last weekend, it is the highest selling price for drugs in pharmacies and various health facilities that apply throughout Indonesia. However, he emphasized the public should not be discriminated in buying antivirus medicine which have never been officially declared as COVID-19 medicine. There are some people who tend to do panic buying actions, even to the black market, to hunt for drugs that are claimed to be able to treat or relieve the symptoms of COVID-19. This is, of course, worrying, considering that consuming strong drugs without a doctor's supervision can be dangerous. In fact, the explosion of worsening pandemic cases in one country or region can be minimized through prevention by discipline in applying health protocols, namely wearing masks, washing hands with soap and running water, maintaining distance, staying away from crowds, and limiting mobilization and interaction.
I'll begin with July 5th, 1959. The July 5th presidential decree is issued. Presidential decree July 5th, 1959 was issued by the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno, on July 5th, 1959. It contains the dissolution of the Constitution Assembly results of the 1955 election and the replacement of the Constitution from the 1950 Provisional Constitution back to the 1945 Constitution. In the decree issued on July 5, 1959, Sukarno said, "I am the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, determining the dissolution of the Constituents. In addition to the dissolution of the Constituent Assembly, the formation of the Provisional People's Consultative Assembly was also announced, consisting of members of the House of Representatives, plus group and regional delegates. A temporary Supreme Advisory Council was also formed." Turning to July 5, 1962, Algerian independence. Algeria is officially a Democratic People's Republic of Algeria, a country on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea, North Africa. In 1954, the National Liberation Front, FLN, launched a guerrilla war after nearly a decade of war in the cities and villages. This succeeded in forcing France out in 1962. On September 25, 1962, Ferhat Abbas was elected president of a provincial government with Ahmed Ben Bella as prime minister. I'll conclude with July 5th, 2004 Indonesian presidential election. The 2004 Indonesian president and vice president general election was held for the 2004 to 2009 period, the first time held in Indonesia. The general election was held for two rounds and was won by the pair Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and Muhammad Yusuf Kalla. Thank you. And listener, that's today in history.
Ku terpaku padamu saat jumpa engkau senja itu, ku hela nafasku dan membisu kala pandang kita jantungku berdetak cepat kagumi parasmu tua, ingin ku mencoba mendekapmu kala pandang kita
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said that Indonesia's Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index or PMI in June was still massive, showing the expansion of the manufacturing industry. He refers to the IHS Market Report, which puts Indonesia's manufacturing PMI at 53.5, based on the survey conducted by IHS Market. Indonesia's PMI index fell to 53.5 in June compared to May 55.3. IHS Market used a value of 50 as neutral. An index above 50 indicates that manufacturing companies are expanding. Meanwhile, the index below 50 weakens. Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita further stated in Jakarta on Thursday that there is still a passion for business amid the impact of the increase in COVID-19 cases. He remains optimistic that the national economy will grow positively in the second quarter of this year. This belief is based on a number of indicators, including the performance of the manufacturing sector. He explained that in the last 8 months, Indonesia's manufacturing PMI continued to be above 50. This means that the domestic manufacturing industry is in an expansive level. Industrial growth is expected to reach a positive point in the second quarter of this year. The good performance of the manufacturing industry sector in Indonesia, for example, can be seen in the export value of the manufacturing industry, which was recorded at $66.70 billion in January to May 2021, up 30.53% compared to the same period in 2020. Of the achievement, the processing industry contributed the highest, almost 80% of the total national exports. He emphasized that the large proportions of export of processing industry products also illustrates that there has been a shift in Indonesia's exports from primary commodities to manufactured products with high added value. This means that Indonesia has carried out an economic transformation, no longer being an exporter of raw materials, but of finished products or semi-finished products. In addition, during the first quarter of 2021, the investment valued realized by the manufacturing industry reached an increase of 38% compared to the achievement in the same period last year.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Editor World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Flores is one of the islands in East Nusa Tenggara. The island is famous for its various exotic lakes. One of them is Lake Lotus in Pota Village, Sambi Rampas District, East Manggarai Regency, which is very different from other lakes. The lake is named Lake Rana Tonjong, which is the second largest Lotus or Nelumbo Nusafera lake in the world after the same lake in India. In the East Manggarai language, Rana means lake and Tonjong means lotus, which means lake lotus. The pink lotus flower which blooms is very beautiful. The plant only grows on water and has leaf morphology in the form of a wide round leaf with a diameter of about 5 to 10 cm. The uniqueness of this lotus plant is that its stems stand straight and do not spread like other lotuses with a height of approximately 3 meters. In fact, this lotus flower can bloom depending on the water that enters the lake. Lake Lotus has an area of 2.5 hectares. The lotus flowers always bloom from April to June every year. Even the lotus seeds can be eaten by the local people to cure various diseases. The protein content of this lotus seed is very high. The residents around this lake who come from Pota Village always take the fruit to eat. It tastes like peanuts. Uniquely, this giant lotus cannot grow anywhere else. This type of lotus is only found in two places, namely in India and in Pota, Sambi Rampas, East Manggarai. To visit the place, you can enjoy the beautiful lotus flower in bloom. Don't forget to capture it with your camera. Lake Rana Tonjong is located in lowland surrounded by hills in the west, south, and north, while in the east there is a fairly large area of rice fields belonging to the local community. Lake Rana Tonjong is also a natural habitat for freshwater fish, rice field snakes, and frogs, as well as some white swans, eagles, and storks that always want to find prey here. If you want to come to Lake Rana Tonjong, you can travel from Ruteng, the capital of Manggarai Regency, via Reo to Pota. Then your journey continues to Rana Tonjong with a distance of about 90 km and can be reached in 4 hours by motor vehicles. And listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku ocaku yo shite, COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقوا انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Volkom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Seperti luka.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about kesehatan, which means health, so stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Jaga Jarak Ketika Antri, which means keep a distance while queuing. This dialogue is between Kevin and Mela at the canteen. Kevin reminds Mela to keep a distance while queuing at the cashier.
Mela, jaga jarak ketika antri ya.
Oke.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Jaga, jaga, which means keep. Jarak, jarak, which means distance. Ketika, ketika, which means while. Antri, antri, which means queue. Simbol, simbol, which means symbol. Apa arti? Apa arti, which means what is the meaning? Apa arti simbol itu? Apa arti simbol itu, which means what is the meaning of the symbol? Dilarang, dilarang, which means prohibited. Menggunakan, menggunakan, which means use. Telepon seluler, which means cell phone. Berkendara, berkendara, which means driving. Dilarang menggunakan telepon seluler ketika berkendara. Dilarang menggunakan telepon seluler ketika berkendara. Which means, do not use cell phone while driving. Kenapa? Kenapa? Which means why. Tidak menjawab. Tidak menjawab. Which means do not answer. Teleponku. Teleponku. Which means my call. Kenapa tidak menjawab teleponku? Kenapa tidak menjawab teleponku? Which means, why didn't you answer my call? Ketika kamu menelepon. Ketika kamu menelepon. Which means, when you called. Aku sedang mandi ketika kamu menelepon. Aku sedang mandi ketika kamu menelepon. Which means, I was taking a bath when you called. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression, jaga jarak ketika antri. Jaga jarak ketika antri, which means keep a distance while queuing. In the expression, there is the word ketika. Ketika, which means when or while. It is a connecting word that explains the time of something happens. Let's listen to the other examples of using the word ketika. When someone asks, apa arti simbol itu? Apa arti simbol itu, which means what is the meaning of the symbol, you can answer, dilarang menggunakan telepon seluler ketika berkendara. Dilarang menggunakan telepon seluler ketika berkendara, which means do not use cell phone while driving. Kenapa tidak menjawab teleponku? Kenapa tidak menjawab teleponku? Which means why didn't you answer my call? Aku sedang mandi ketika kamu menelepon. Aku sedang mandi ketika kamu menelepon. Which means, I was taking a bath when you called. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mela, jaga jarak ketika antri ya.
Oke.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat, kita ini yang terhebat. Sombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lelah, lelah dan tak bersinar, yeah. Sayapku jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu. Yeah. Oh. Ku selalu membanggakanmu, kau pun selalu menyanjungku. Aku dan kamu darah abadi. Bersama kita duakan segalanya. Merdeka kita, kita merdeka. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lemah, lelah dan tak bersinar. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan, yeah. Bila ku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tak pernah kita pikirkan ujung perjalanan ini. Tak usah kita pikirkan jalanan ini. Tak usah kita pikirkan untuk jalanan ini, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh. Pegang tanganku bila ku lelah. Lemah sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song entitled Tinggal Kenangan, created by Budiman BJ, sung by Panji Asmoro. This song describes the journey of a love story that ends in bitterness. After getting everything, the lover left without a message and never comes back. This song contains a message to be more careful in relationships and not to easily believe in sweet promises. Well, listener, here is Panji Asmoro with the keroncong song entitled Tinggal Kenangan. Enjoy!
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Ku berjalan menyisir malam dan tak terasa dingin menerpa. Ku berjalan menahan perih dari hati yang telah rapuh. Malam-malamku semakin pilu, entah mengapa asa merajut. Suara hati lirih berdesir menerangkan lara hati. Jangan tanya
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.